This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by BASF Revitech. I'm Riley Smith. President Trump recently made a post to his Truth Social account regarding U.S. cattle producers and his plan to increase beef imports from Argentina. We'll have the reaction from the Iowa Cattlemen's Association right after this.
Imagine having more days of perfect weather, a combine that's more powerful, or even more soybean bushels per acre at harvest. With Revitech fungicide, you don't have to imagine that last one, because it's proven to deliver up to 9.5 more soybean bushels per acre than the competition. With results like that, it's easy to see why Revitech fungicide is the number one recommended fungicide by soybean farmers. Visit Revitech.com and talk to your BASF retailer today. Always read and follow label directions.
President Trump's comments are causing what the Iowa Cattlemen's Association calls unnecessary market swings that influence the daily lives of those working to raise a safe beef product for consumers. Iowa Cattlemen's Association CEO Brian Whaley said we are still learning the details of President Trump's comments and his import plan.
You know, he's always referred to the cattlemen and the ranchers and those that are in the ag world as kind of the backbone of America. And to make that initial comment specifically in yesterday's True Social post was, I think it struck a lot of people a little bit on the wrong side and didn't really know all the details on where it was coming from at that time. And we still may not know all the details at this time, and things are continuing to unfold.
The markets are seeing a huge impact from President Trump's comments, which is affecting the decisions that cattle producers are able to make at this time of year.
The impact that those had on the markets, even last Friday with the initial comment, I think we went limit down again on the feeders. And then obviously yesterday we were limit down again. Today I've seen that, you know, the live cattle have bounced back up a little bit on the futures board. Feeders are down still. But it does make an impact, and people hang on the words of the president. And when you make those, it does have an impact on the market, which, you know, directly affects the decisions that our producers are able to make.
For Money Matters here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.